Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Over. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Just calling in for this interview. Everything good?
Yeah, everything good, man. I don't know what happened. Some tech issues, man. But, I don't know, man. But, how you been, man?
I'm good, man. Just, you know, making this thing happen. That's it.
You're right, man. I'm not going to keep you too long, man. I heard you was in the studio or something, man. But you should have called me up, man. We probably could have did a track together, man. I would have been a Grammy winner, man.
Let's get it. It ain't too late. So,
D, man, do me a favor, man. I know who you are, man, but for those of my listeners who may not know who you are, man, go ahead and introduce yourself to them, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Danny Boy, the Iron Mask, you kid. That's probably what people know me from, but, you know, I was signed to Death Row Records back in 96, so this is me trying to get this thing going back again. That's it.
So, what you been up to, man, and what happened? Why were you, you know, I think I saw you asking for it in a long period of time, man. So, what actually happened, man? What's been going on with you?
Well, you know, I guess I like to tell people I was caught up in the raft or the downfall of Death Row. I was with the label, you know, during those great times, and then eventually, you know, we started going through those all of the legal problems, and I just got caught up in the shuffle, man. Once adopted by Suge Knight, and you know, once I went to other record companies, other labels were scared to deal with me because of that. So.
So once being where you at now? You still under the Death Row or
never?
I'm sorry.
Never. I mean, just to hear that name itself, you know, it's kind of hard for me to do business because it's with that name itself, because it's so many good things as well as painful things that come from that situation. But I'm signed to my own label, which is Gospel First, Artist First as well. You know, and I'm just not stuck to one type of music, man. I look up to artists such as Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and those kind of dudes. I want to be able to do any kind of music. I want to really stagnate myself and be caught up in one thing.
So since you're upon your return, man, what have you been doing, man? I know you see you in the studio. So are you recording? You said something gospel. So are you doing gospel music now, or?
Well, you know, Gospel First is my label, and I'm just coming with a spiritual album that can kind of uplift our people and, you know, kind of just share some of the moments and things that I went through. Hopefully to uplift some people and touch them, you know. And I don't really want to put myself in any kind of genre such as music is concerned, you know. I like jazz music. I like gospel music. I like rock and roll. If I can learn to speak Spanish, I'll try to do some of that too. So, you know, at this moment, I'm working on that record. I have my own single, which is called Words Can't Explain. And I'm just kind of just going, just doing everything I can. I sat back so long where so much is built up in me, where I'm ready to just get it out. And it's like a person ready to have a baby, just ready to birth the baby.
So I mean, that's a good thing when you have a story to tell, man. And so sometimes that makes the best record or that best album when the album is about, so, you know, from past experiences or things that you went through. Like, sometimes that can be the best album. And I know several artists that have, you know, went on to win Grammys and huge awards and honors for albums that about past relationships or whatever things about, you know, it becomes a great record.
Right.
What are you currently working on right now, man?
I'm currently working on that as well as I'm in relationships with Wide Awake, which is the people that just bought up all of the Death Row catalog, and I'm doing business with them. They decided to take some of the music that's never been heard. I have over 300 songs that was recorded with that label, and I'm just happy to know that somebody got it, and hopefully the people get an opportunity to hear it. I've always been getting blogs and excuse me. I've always been getting blogs and people hitting me up wondering where that music was. So this album that they'll be dropping this Friday, it's about time. And I'm just glad that it's giving us the opportunity to for people to hear that lost music.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is something new besides that web? You said it's Friday is being released?
Said again, Friday is the release. April the 20th is the release.
Okay.
That's the release that they're having for this album. It's called It's About Time.
Okay.
And one of the first things. Oh, great! I'm sorry.
Now, what can they expect? This is like the lost music that nobody's ever heard, or
it's lost music. It's lost music. It's unheard. I mean, you got Devontae Swing that did the first single, which is called "It's All About You." and Devontae Swing, which is called It's All About You. And then you got some songs on there that's from Roger Troutman. You know, I think I was probably one of the last artists to work with Roger Troutman.
Mm-hmm.
And we have something together as well on the record.
So, so this new stuff that that you're working on right now, when can we set this up, your first single from this? When can we set this up?
The first single, Words Can't Explain. Yeah, I'm hoping you'll add me to your Facebook, and I can send you a copy of it over right now. We're going at radio and everything the end of this week as well as the beginning of next week. So we're just going to start getting the word out there on the Words Can't Explain.
No, I'll definitely add you on Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook user, but I'll definitely add you on it, man. I'm not on it, you know, my Facebook junkie, but I'll definitely add you on it, man. And so I can hear that for you, man. And I can get it going, man. Here over on the online side, man. Get it going. You know, tell my colleagues that you know spend that for you, man.
All right, have a good one.
Right.
Sorry about that. I was leaving out. So yeah, I'd like to get a copy of that to you, man, and touch the people with it for me.
So, I mean, what else would you like to be doing, man? You know, what else would you like to be doing?
Well, actually, I have a company called My Soul Cafe and Coffee. It's a line of coffees. No, that's kind of crazy. A lot of people are into liquors and things like that. But I endorse a coffee, which is called My Soul Coffee. Mm-hmm. And we have our first cafe, which is in Chicago.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a Starbucks with a performance twist to it, where you can come in, drink you some coffee, get on the internet, listen to some music, where you streaming live art, I mean, you know, artists from there. So just a new venue of performance. I'm going to call your name,
okay? What is the name of the coffee again?
The name of the coffee is called My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
My Soul Coffee. My Soul Coffee, and that's mysoulcafe.com. And that's one thing that we're working on right now. And trying to get into this acting thing, man, break into the acting thing real heavy.
Now, are you going to sell, like, cafes all over? Are you just gonna, where's the place you have a cafe already? Did you state that already?
One of the cafes is, I'll call you in a minute. One of the cafes is in Chicago. Our first location is in Chicago, the south side of Chicago, on South Shore. And our second location we're looking to open up is here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Where part of Atlanta?
I'm in College Park, and that's what we're looking at, actually, in College Park. Anywhere by the train station, the MARTA, I want to make sure that it's accessible to people that can't get around or that don't drive or that's from out of town or, you know, something like that. So I'm looking close to the airport and
right.
the train.
Right. Now, why did you try to come up with this idea, man? Why did you start coming up with coffee, man? You trying to run Starbucks out of business, or what's the deal?
No, I just want some of that thing. I just want some of that business that Starbucks is getting, man. And then, you know, one of my business partners, Stitch, and Joe Flowers, man, they kind of bought me in on it. And it was just something that I really felt. I actually started out going to perform there for them and doing some shows and things like that, man. And I just fell in love with the place because it was we were able to Ustream me live and, you know, enjoy. It's not just coffee that we have. We do have, like I said, we have our own line of coffee, which is more of a healthy coffee than some of the coffees. The venue itself, like I said, the venue itself, man, it's so comfortable. And I just want to, by me being an artist that's not been heard and that's been stagnated and been stuck, you know, I just want to be able to open up a place for other artists that's known and unknown to be able to come.
See, I'm not gonna keep you long, man. I see you all over the place right now, man. But give out your website and everything to my audience, man, so I can know where to find out more information about you, man.
All right, y'all. Well, this is your boy Danny Boy again. You can catch up with me on my Facebook, which is Danny Stewart, DannyStewart, or you can catch up with your boy on MySpace. I'm still there as well. That's MySpace.com/DBSoul. I have so much built up. I just want to be able to touch people with my music, and you know, if they want to blog and say some things and give me opinions, be it negative or be it positive, just send it to me so that I can, you know, hit you back, and I want to be able to grow off of it.
Right. Now, Now, D, man, do, are you the one that checks your Facebook, man, and answers all the responses to everybody's mail or something?
Every day. I'm on Facebook. The only reason why I ain't on Facebook now because I'm driving. But I'm on Facebook all day, every day. I love it, man, because I found so many friends and so many people that I've been longing to see. And Facebook kind of opened up the aisle. Anybody can find you. The baby mamas you don't want to see, and the ones you do. No doubt.
No, but man, I'm gonna hit you up on Facebook, man. I'm giving you my number, man. So, man, if you need a loan, man, how about with your business, man, or anything, man? Let me know, man. But definitely keep in touch with me. I'm gonna hit you up. I'm gonna give you my number on Facebook, man. So keep in touch with me anytime you wanna, you know, come on radio, promote anything, man. Let me know.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate it, man. And please stay in contact, and you'll see I will as well. Put the info there. I'll make sure.
No, I definitely will, man. I mean this, man. I'm really serious, man. I don't tell all my guests this, man. But definitely, man. Good luck with everything, man, that you're trying to do, man. And when I do come down to my home, Alpharetta, man, I'll definitely check your coffee spot out, man, in Atlanta.
Yeah, make sure, man. Hit me up, man. We'll get together, man. And again, bless your show, bro. And much success to you as well. And thanks for opening up an avenue for artists like me.
No problem, man. You be blessed, man.
All right, bro. Let's do it.
All right, man.
I'll be sending you that song, Words Can't Explain.
All right, man. And no more baby mama drama, man.
Yeah, man. I'm away from that. And get everybody ready for the Death Row book, from my eyes. The Death Row book, I'm working on that. That's almost done, man.
Be careful with that, man. She'll still alive, man.
Well, it don't make a difference. I got a lot of shit to say, and I'm the only one to say it. So if he got something to say, he can come with it. He know the business. He know where I'm from. I'm from the west side of Chicago. Got a lot of supporters behind me. I'm from the middle. I ain't from no other end. I'm from the middle. I go west or north. It don't matter.
I did, man. You do be easy, man.
All right. Be blessed, bro.
All right, man.
All right. Peace.
Yeah.